Crusaders Radio.
This is Crusaders Radio, episode number 65. How are you, Alex? How are you today?
Hi, Rafa. Very good. I'm glad we're finally back on the air.
After, I don't know, 2 weeks? Almost three, I think.
We weren't, like, not in the production room.
Yeah. But we had few issues with our media hosting. And at the end, things were not being solved. Therefore, we had to go and get bigger measures. And in fact, today we're making a double release, even if it's already old.
Yeah, but our fans would like to watch.
Yeah, we are releasing also the episode of 2 weeks ago. And because of the problems of the media hosting last week, we didn't make a recording. But today we are recording. And here we are with a new NFL week.
And what a week.
And what a week, right?
Yeah, so a really bunch of crazy results, crazy finishes. And I think I really sucked at the crystal ball this week.
Well, yeah. And now the crystal ball, we have a tie in the first place.
It's definitely not me.
Yeah, you're guessing right.
So, plus my Packers. I mean, oh God, yeah, damn, my Packers. I mean,
and the Bengals lost for the first time.
We have only two.
And who would have thought that the Texans would be the ones?
Yeah, I mean, the 7-2 Dolphins are definitely getting more relaxed. Let's say,
yeah,
yeah. But it's been a really wild week. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Where do you want to start? Well, let's say, what would you like to comment more? For example, the Packers?
Well, I'd like to bitch a bit about the Packers because still it's been, I mean, you cannot lose like that with the Lions, man. I mean, they're 1-17. They did, I think they did everything in their power to lose that game. They missed two extra points. Uh-huh. And on the final kick, they had 10 men on the field goal unit. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. They had Calvin Johnson's dropped an onside kick recovery. I mean, they really tried hard to lose that game, and still. So I really don't know exactly what's going on in Green Bay. And the sad thing is, it's not like last year with the relax thing.
Uh-huh, you know, yeah.
I think that some parts of the organization still really don't know exactly what the hell is going on there. Because the last 3 weeks, the last month, let's say, because we already had a bye week there, nothing's been going right on the field.
Uh-huh. Well, on the other side, surprised by the Steelers.
Yeah.
And I mean surprised because until Friday,
your backup quarterback played really well.
Yes. The backup quarterback was Ben Roethlisberger. And surprise move. Yeah. He actually, on Friday, he was still in status of questionable. Like,
I think it was more like doubtful.
Doubtful, yeah. And suddenly, pum.
Yeah.
I mean, he's there.
He was basically forced on the field.
Yeah.
He didn't really, the organization definitely didn't expect to have him play.
And I hate, what a game.
Yeah.
And a return.
Yeah. It was really nice. I mean, the Steelers' offense is really clicking on all cylinders. I mean,
yeah.
Antonio Brown is, I don't know who can cover him. I'm going to be really curious, like in 2 weeks, the Seahawks, if they can do something.
That would be a good one.
I really don't think so. So when he has Ben at quarterback, I don't know if you can cover him.
Yes, and actually there were some news around this. And people were saying, you know, that really Roethlisberger demonstrated that he's the kind of quarterback that can make a big impact in the league.
Yeah.
He's a...
especially with the type of weapons that they have now and also the offense that's there. So there's really... even with the injuries with Le'Veon there gone and everything... It's really, I think it's the best offense right now. I know people have been, I don't know, Patriots this, Patriots that, but that offense. They're considering the type of injuries that mm-hmm. you've had there in on the Steelers side all season. It's definitely the best offense.
And now they are heading into a bye week.
Yeah.
And they're 6-4.
Yeah. So, I mean, the tough thing is you have the Bengals right now there. So, they're still...
But they still have their...
You still have a game against them.
Yes. And they have the postseason, you know, still as a possibility.
Yeah. So, I think you're definitely going to get one of the wildcard rounds. That's, I think it's a given. Because I don't think uh-huh. there are any other teams there in the AFC that can contend with you. But I think it would be really, really nice to see you get maybe a home game
mm-hmm.
and win the division there.
So, who is still on top? Who do you think right now would you consider the top team?
It's really tough. I want to say the Panthers.
Uh-huh. But,
I don't know, something there. It's okay. It's still the Panthers, you know. And I don't know, the Patriots, they've been playing well, but now they're down two playmakers. And uh-huh. I'm really curious to see how that offense transforms, because I remember the previous years when, for example, Gronk was not there because of injuries. It was a different Patriots offense even last year. So yes, they still got drunk, but now the other defenses can, okay, who are your receivers, your targets? Mm-hmm. You don't have a running back like they had. I mean, they still have LeGarrette Blount, but he's the plodder type, you know. He doesn't really have the breakaway speed and the break tackle ability that Deion Lewis had. And now they lost Elderman, and I don't know if Danny Amendola can mm-hmm. make up for it. I think definitely he cannot make up for it. So it's going to be curious to see how that offense transforms.
Yeah. I think the Panthers, after all these weeks maintaining themselves in the first place, are starting to take that out away of...
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, right now I think what's going to happen to them is... I think a lot of teams were okay, they're having a good run, but they're not still the top dog, let's say. Right now, teams are saying, okay, when we meet them, we need, even if you're a bad team, you have a losing record, and you're going to meet the Panthers, I think that's going to be the extra motivation that you get mm-hmm. when you play, used to play a Seahawk or something like that. Right now, okay, we're facing a good team. I know we're 2-something or 1-something, let's try and beat these guys and prove that, yeah, it's a fluke that we're 2-something, but we're good players.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to get a lot of opposition now. But they have a pretty good schedule, actually.
Yes. They have the schedule to arrive all the way to the
end. Yeah.
To the end. What else do we have?
Yeah, and actually, speaking of the schedule, I think it's in the NFC, stuff is really interesting right now, because uh-huh. a lot of the contenders have games between each other. So the Packers have 2 games with the Vikings right now. The Vikings have games with Cardinals and I think Panthers. The Packers also have to still play Cardinals. I don't know exactly all the games, but a lot of the teams involved in the playoff chase are going to play one another. And of mm-hmm. course, there's the NFC East where... nobody cares. Nobody cares anymore except them.
I don't know. What else do we have here?
Well, you have a firing.
Oh, yes. The Rams.
Yeah. Oh, the Rams fired someone?
No, the Saints. Sorry,
yeah,
the Saints.
Yeah, I was talking about the Saints.
The Saints, yeah.
I actually saw like a news thingy. Or it was nothing confirmed. It was just a supposition. And Rex uh-huh. was saying that it would be nice to get his brother in Buffalo. I don't know if that's an encouraging thought for the Bills fans, considering how the defense has looked in New Orleans. But yeah, it would be interesting to see the brothers work together on the team.
Yeah, and one news that was just published 1 hour ago. Because like, I don't know, 1 day ago or 2 days maybe. No, 1 day ago. Still, the Browns mentioned that they didn't know who the starter will be, the starter, yeah. official starter, because there was also this discussion about how the Steelers have now, with Roethlisberger, a franchise quarterback, while Cleveland, when they had a chance, they didn't build up and went for a quarterback until recently. And now they take away the... The uncertainty, and Johnny Manziel is going to be now the full-time starter.
I'm not saying that he's not going to be the full-time starter. He's obviously going to be, but I don't think he's the franchise quarterback that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he cannot be, but he's definitely not it right now. And there's one more, let's say, piece of news, because we are talking quarterbacks and stuff like that. I think something really interesting happened this week because Peyton Manning actually broke the NFL record for most passing yards in a career. So he overtook Brett Favre after this game, and then he got benched.
Yes, exactly. You're right.
He got benched for throwing 50 yards and 4 interceptions. And he's not going to be the starting quarterback next week.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't read that one.
Yeah, he's not going to be the starting quarterback. Supposedly some sort of combination of injuries. I don't know what. And Osweiler or something like that. I don't remember exactly the name. He's going to start for the Broncos. So, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Peyton Manning got benched.
Yeah.
I challenged anyone in the last decade to believe a thing like that.
Indeed.
Yeah, but the truth is that he's really not been playing to his level. And I think we've said it also here that he kind of stretching it with... I definitely know that I compared him to like Brett Favre in his last 2 years in Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
He had that great, great first year like he had a year ago, Manning, actually two years in a row there in Manning's case. But at a certain point, the age is going to show up. And you can build around you can put that defense and everything. But at a certain point, your body's going to fail.
Yes, for sure.
At this level, under so many years, so many games, don't want it to be true, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. It's going to catch up sooner or later. So, and it was bad. I mean, 29-13, the loss to Kansas.
Yeah, that one was the results that nobody was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
One of them. I mean, seeing the Cowboys lose in the final seconds... I don't think a lot of people were...
We know somebody that was upset.
Well, Flo was definitely upset, but you cannot say that it was such a big surprise. I mean, it was always in the cards. But at least they're going to get Romo back.
Uh-huh.
Supposedly next week, Romo's going to be back. And at 2-7, the NFC East is wide open.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who would have thought that a 2-7 team... can have chances to win the division right now.
Yeah, indeed. And what else do we have? Well, the safety from Broncos, TJ Ward, is not going to be suspended. He was ejected from the game for making a blow to the head when the receiver Jeremy McLean took him out, for an 80-yard touchdown. So, seems that he's not going to be suspended.
But he's going to be fined.
Ah, he should be fined.
Yeah.
I mean, he was worried because the teammate, Aqib Talib, was suspended for poking a player in the eye.
Yeah. I think the 2-game losing streak in Denver is starting to show up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when things go fine, everybody's fine. When things start to go wrong,
everybody.
Then things start to get loose.
Yeah.
Or let's say that you start to see who has the character to hold the tough times. And what else do we have? Well, in the local area, let's say playing, we had a small scrimmage training game.
A practice scrimmage.
With Moorish monsters.
The first week of the preseason, let's say, when everybody plays offense against defense or... Uh-huh. I don't know, like the start of the preseason, let's say, which is actually kind of the stage that the football season here is in Romania, where starting the preseason or maybe even pre-preseason. But yeah, it was actually, I think, a needed game, because up until now we've been focusing on conditioning and basics and basics.
Basics to dummies, basics to do steps correctly, basics to use everything correctly.
Yeah, and the game was needed because we started also inner squad scrimmages, or however you want to call it. We had a training camp, a short training camp, like a week before the scrimmage with the monsters. But it's not the same thing when you play your offense against your defense and against an opponent. Because in the team, you start to know each other. You kind of know how a guy treats...
And how can you get rid of a guy or handle a guy either?
And it's also, you try to hide your offense from your defense and your defense from your offense. But since there are situations here in Romania where... players still play both sides of the ball. It's sometimes not a secret anymore, and the bad part is that at some point you have, for example, a quarterback that is not really trying to read the defense anymore. Let's say he knows the calls that could be made and starts to react to those calls, and the defense again, he hears the calls from the offense and he knows them. He doesn't react. He doesn't
read. That's a big problem, indeed.
Yeah, he doesn't read. So he doesn't read what the receiver does or how the backs are lined up in the backfield or something like that. He knows from experience that these are the plays, these are more or less the approach. So
I think that the most annoying part of that is when a player starts... like, I know what is going to come, and I'm going to get you.
I mean, but in a way, it's good.
Yes,
because it forces the, let's say in this case, if the defensive player starts taunting like that, it forces the offense to execute better.
Yes, but the defense is fooling himself.
Yeah.
Because in a real game situation, he stops doing his job for getting the play, let's say, done. Make the play. So, well, that's why it was very beneficial, the practice with monsters. Next week, we are traveling. I mean, this weekend that is coming, we're traveling to Bucharest.
Yeah, we have another friendly scrimmage.
Game. Unfortunately, we're not that many.
Yeah.
It has been a tough time, some tough times, especially because a lot of weddings.
And not only that, but also... I mean, it's that time of year when everybody's okay trying to pull, for example, at work, finish their stuff maybe early, so they maybe take a early Christmas vacation. Mm-hmm. People start to look forward to the holidays and say, okay, now I probably should tighten the budget a bit so I can, I don't know.
We had that cases as well, yes.
Yeah, so it's something that, yeah, it's that time of year.
Yeah, starts to be tough day by day.
And it's Black Friday soon, so people are preoccupied with with discounts.
And it's not only that. I mean, besides the fact of the weddings and, you know, work and so on and jobs and so on, there's also students that are having some exams. We have, for example, quite some... medicine students,
final year medicine.
Final year, so they have a lot of things to do.
Yeah, and they also I mean, they're managing themselves. It's kind of understandable because actually some of them were wide receivers. So
yeah.
Imagine, don't have to have a serious injury. Just imagine you're...
if he's a surgeon.
Yeah, you have your exam for you're a surgeon and the practice before the exam, I don't know, a ball hits you in the finger. And it's not something that would like anybody would like to do to happen to him.
So we will inform you how went our weird trip. Actually, with only a few people. But
did you keep the score for the Masters?
No, not really.
Yeah.
We didn't keep absolutely any score.
Yeah.
And we'll see in Bucharest how it goes.
Yeah.
We'll keep you informed. Well, crystal ball?
Crystal ball.
Here we go. And now the crystal ball. Let's see now how are the stats so far. Yeah. Now that we are on week number 11, it's going to start the week 11.
I already foretold my success.
Yes. And of course, we have a tie. First place is Dan Alfa Romeo. And the tie is with me. And place number three, we have Alex. Yes, you went down from number one to number three. How many weeks did you stay in the top?
Until...
like from the first?
Yeah, from the...
No.
I don't think I was...
The second or the third, no?
It's from the second, I think.
Yeah.
From the second... No, from the first, actually, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, probably. From the first until 2 weeks ago. Well, I think the Packers kind of cursed me.
Then we have in fourth place Adi Tamas. Fifth place, Dorin. Doi Patron. Sixth place, Ilinka. Seventh place, Trevor, the American peasant. Eighth place, Elvis. Ninth place, Soso Sosik. And, you know,
then
all the rest.
The rest that quit.
The rest that quit.
Oh, we have an eager guest.
Yes, we have the guest already waiting to talk. And let's see.
Let's not postpone.
No, I'm opening now the list of games, and we're going to have the extra advice, the voice of experience, and how can we say, the oracle voice of Maya. Okay, so we start on Thursday with Tennessee Titans at Jacksonville Jaguars. Alex.
Oh, Titans.
Maya?
Jaguars.
Okay, Jaguars. And I will go also Jaguars. Oh, yeah. Now, next game. Indianapolis Colts at Atlanta Falcons. Alex?
I don't remember if Luck is going to play. I'm going to go Falcons.
I haven't checked that yet.
Falcons. Let's go Falcons.
Falcons.
Okay, Maya goes Falcons, and I will go also Falcons. Game number three, Denver Broncos at Chicago Bears.
Come on, Maya.
Broncos.
Okay, you are having faith there, huh?
Let's go Bears.
I think I will go Bears as well because...
No Manning.
No Manning. And Chicago did okay. Yeah. Next game, Dallas Cowboys at Miami Dolphins. Oh, this is going to be...
Dolphins.
Okay, Maya goes Dolphins. Alex?
Let's try for the Cowboys. It is time for them to win something. I mean, they're 2-7.
Yes. Actually, I will go Dolphins as well.
Okay.
Oakland Raiders at Detroit Lions. Maya?
Raiders.
Okay, Raiders.
I have to agree with Maya on this one.
I have to agree with Maya as well, and I will go Raiders. St. Louis Rams, Baltimore Ravens. Maya?
It's a tough game.
Yeah, it's a tough game, right? St. Louis Rams, Baltimore Ravens. Say one.
Rams.
Okay, Rams.
I felt bad for the Ravens last week, so I'm going to go Ravens.
Mm-hmm. I think that in this case, I will start to go for my division, against my division, because I want to go higher and do not get somebody down, but I will go Rams. Next game, New York Jets at Houston Texans. Maya.
New York Jets.
Okay, Alex?
I'll go with Jets also.
I'll go with Jets as well, although Texans did very good taking down the Bengals. But well, let's see what happens. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Eagles. I'm a bit reluctant because I don't know who's the quarterback there. Mm-hmm. But Eagles.
Inconsistent, but they are home.
Yeah.
So, Eagles and itself as well. Oy, oy, oy. Washington Redskins at Carolina Panthers.
Well.
Panthers.
Who?
Panthers.
Okay.
Panthers it is.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think not even Doreen would.
We would need to ask him, right?
Yeah.
Now, Kansas City Chiefs at San Diego Chargers.
Chiefs.
Let's go Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. I go Chiefs as well. Now, Green Bay Packers at Minnesota Vikings. Maya.
Packers.
I cannot disagree with Maya.
Yo, I will go Vikings.
At some time they have, at some point they have to wake up. If it's not now, it's I don't know what. But let's go
Vikings.
Packers
will lose.
Okay.
You were foretold. It was foretold.
Yes. So you're getting a Packers fan here, huh?
Yeah.
San Francisco 49ers, Seattle Seahawks. Maya. 49ers, Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Well, Seahawks.
Seahawks. 49ers. Okay. Now, Cincinnati Bengals, Arizona Cardinals. Maya. Who do you think will win?
Cardinals.
Okay, Alex?
Well, 2-game losing streak for Cincinnati. Cardinals also.
This is going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
Very tough, actually. To be honest, I'm not sure. I think Bengals could, you know, get it back.
I don't know. I have a gut feeling for Cardinals.
This is the debacle of Cincinnati.
Well, Andy Dalton tends to have problems on national TV.
Uh-huh.
So after what happened last week, I think he's going to be a bit unseasoned.
Well, anyway, I think I will go Bengals. Although I would prefer them to lose, but anyway, Bengals. And the last game, Buffalo Bills at New England Patriots.
New England Patriots.
Alex.
I don't know. I want to say Bills, but not. I think the Jets are going to beat the Patriots. So I'm going to go Patriots.
I also go Patriots. Okay, those were all the picks. We have no more left to choose. We have also some teams in bye week.
Yeah, I mean the Steelers.
The Steelers, yes, of course. And we'll see who is winning. And
let's hope my crystal ball predictions are getting better.
Well, we'll see. And it's interesting because we said that we cannot win the t-shirt.
Yeah, so Dan is really good.
So now Dan is contender for that. Dan Alfa Romeo.
But we can always change the rules. I mean, we made them.
So we give ourselves the prize, huh?
Yeah.
Or do you want the prize, Maya?
I want the prize.
What is going to be? You know what's the prize?
What?
It's a t-shirt.
Fine.
It's okay? Yes? Or what do you think what could be a better prize?
Gold.
Oh, gold? No, I'm not giving gold. Oh, if we get sponsored by somebody, we could give gold, something in gold, but yep. I'm not giving...
We could give a gold t-shirt if someone has to offer a gold t-shirt.
We could buy a spray, yeah. A gold spray, and paint a t-shirt gold. No, I see your face. Don't get more ideas. Okay. Well, I think that's it.
Yeah.
For today. Thank you, Maya.
Bye-bye.
And we will keep you updated of what happens in Bucharest. Thank you, Alex. See you next week.
See you next week, everybody.
And thank you for listening to us. We are back, and we're back with a more stable hosting. Media hosting, which is not the same as our normal hosting. So, my name is Rafael Ruiz, and I talk to you next week. Crusaders Radio is not an official podcast or affiliated to the NFL. All names, sounds, logos, and other related items are owned by their respective trademark and copyright holders. This podcast is a production of Darkmind Radio. Go to darkmindradio.com to find out more. All rights reserved, Clutch Crusaders and Darkmind Radio 2015.